Well, you just heard the CBS report about O.J. Simpson. Once everyone gets done talking about that, we'll be back to the other major issues that are affecting us on a national level, including the ongoing Russia investigation, plus, perhaps most notably this week, the debate over health care. What do Americans think about all of those issues? For that, we are joined by Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is their website, and they just released a new national survey on all of those issues, minus O.J. Simpson earlier today. Tom, thanks for being here today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you. And if you want to know, I saw an NBC Wall Street Journal poll today that said that 70% of Americans think O.J. was guilty and only 7% think he was innocent.
And the other 23% just have not heard of this issue at all, or this whole case at all, for some way.
Yeah, that, or they just don't care.
All right, well, let's talk about an issue that matters, which is health care. Republican bill is pretty much dead in the water. Mitch McConnell says he's going to hold a vote on just the straight-up repeal, which is almost certainly going to fail. But what do Americans actually think about health care right now?
Well, certainly the bill that Republicans were considering earlier this week, and that some derivative of they may yet consider, is incredibly unpopular. We found on our national poll last weekend that only 20% of voters supported it, 57% were opposed. And what really was noteworthy there is, you know, we're used to things being so polarized. Democrats will be for, Republicans will be against it, independents somewhere in between, that kind of thing. That healthcare bill was so unpopular that even among Republicans, only 35% supported it, 34% opposed it, and 31% weren't sure. Democrats and independents overwhelmingly opposed to it. But I think that really shows you why the Republicans are having so much trouble getting anything done on health care, is that their own party's base doesn't really support the things that they're trying to do.
And this poll has only 20% of voters supporting the health care bill. I remember several months ago when the House was starting to consider health care, they had a bill out that I think there was one poll in particular that said 17% of Americans supported it, which then every single news outlet immediately picked up and ran with. That was kind of an outlier, and most of the surveys were showing still extremely unpopular, but more in like the 25 or 30% range. Now with this survey, at least, we're getting back down to that number that several months ago was an outlier, even when the health care plan was unpopular. Now it's actually getting to the point of being that unpopular.
Yeah, I think we've really reached a point where Republicans just have completely lost any trust they might have had with the public on this issue. So I think that they've sort of gotten to the point where their brand is so bad that it almost doesn't matter what they put forward. People are just going to reflexively say, well, you people have no idea what you're doing when it comes to health care, so we oppose it. Not necessarily going into some big, specific explanation of why they oppose it, but just, you know, the Republicans have sort of had strike one, two, and three with voters in terms of whether, you know, voters think they have any competence or ability to deal with this issue at all.
Mitch McConnell says he's going to have the vote next week and at least get everyone on the record as to whether they just want to straight up repeal Obamacare without any particular plan in place. Politically speaking, is that a good idea for Republicans looking ahead to, say, 2018 and beyond?
I think the best move for them politically would be to just let it go and just let Obamacare stay in place and, you know, make fixes to it if necessary. But, you know, we found on this poll that 53% of voters said that they'd be less likely to vote for someone who supported the Republican health care bill. Only 21% said they would be more likely to support somebody who voted for that bill. So it's really a landmine for Republicans to some extent. And we already find that Democrats are in pretty good shape for next year. They have a 10-point lead on the generic House ballot, 50-40. And I think that getting more Republicans on the record in support of one of these unpopular sort of attempts to do health care reform is just going to make that picture even drearier for Republicans.
And that 10-point lead for Democrats on the generic congressional ballot, that's really worth noting, I think, too, because I know you've done surveys recently that have shown Democrats with like a 7 or 8-point lead. It seems like it's going up. And we were talking, I think, a couple of months ago or maybe a month ago for the last national poll, where it was like a 7 or an 8 point lead, and you were talking about that theoretically translating into a historic kind of 94-2010 style sweep for Democrats. A 10-point lead presumably would be even bigger, right?
Yeah, a 10-point lead, Democrats probably would get control of the House. I think the sort of over-underline for Democrats to be able to get control of the House is winning the congressional ballot nationally by about 8 points. So I think they'd have a good chance at 10 points. And what's interesting is, as you said, earlier in the year when we pulled on this, Democrats would be up by 5, 6, 7 points. Ever since the Republicans in the House took their first health care vote in late April, we've now found Democrats with a double-digit lead on this question 3 months in a row. So that really does seem to have been the precipitating event that took it to another level for Democrats. And it's also worth noting, it's not just us who's finding this. The ABC Washington Post poll this week actually found Democrats with a 14-point advantage in terms of how people were planning to vote for Congress next year. So obviously it's very early, but it does look like there's the potential to have a pretty big pendulum swing back in the other direction next year.
Publicpolicypolling.com is the website, by the way, if you're listening out there and you want more numbers. We're not going to be able to get to them all, but there's a lot of really interesting numbers from this survey that just came out a couple of days ago. We're speaking with Tom Jensen, director of Public Policy Polling, and we're talking about what Americans don't want with regard to health care. Do we have a sense of what Americans do want? I know this survey says that about 6 in 10 voters say they want Congress to keep the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and just make whatever changes they deem necessary. But is there an indication of what changes Americans would like to see as opposed to what they would not like to see?
Well, I think generally what they want to see is more coverage and cheaper coverage, which obviously is like, you know, baseball and apple pie. But
yeah.
Without being much of a healthcare policy expert, I don't know if that's a realistic goal. But I think those are the two general things that people want to work for. And I think that's why the Republican healthcare bill is so unpopular, is because it goes in the wrong direction on both cost and coverage. But I think those are the two basic things that we find that voters are the most concerned about.
And we're really focusing on healthcare in this conversation because there's the two big issues that everyone's talking about at the national level, healthcare being one and Russia being the other. This particular survey seems to show, and I think it makes sense because healthcare is a more sort of immediate issue that affects our daily lives in a way that the Russia scandal is not, but showing that Americans and Republicans in particular, but Americans in general, seem to care more and be more affected by the healthcare debate than they are by whatever's going on in the Russia scandal, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, what we find with the healthcare issue is that Republicans actually do lose people who are otherwise Republican voters on this issue. Like, this is something where there's serious division within the Republican Party. What we find on Russia is that it just really inspires a sort of knee-jerk partisan response from both sides. Democrats say it's a big deal, Republicans don't. I mean, I think there were a couple findings we had about Trump voters and the Russia issue on this poll that were really telling. One was, we simply asked people, do you think Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting with the Russians or not? And only 45% of Trump voters said that they believed that Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting with the Russians, even though he put it out on Twitter that he did. Despite him doing that, 32% of Trump voters said it didn't happen, and 24% said they weren't sure one way or the other. So you clearly see from that that there's sort of a degree of willful ignorance or stubbornness or whatever, just to sort of invalidate this as an issue. And then the other thing we found that I think kind of goes hand in hand with that is, we asked people, do you think that the Russia story is fake news, or do you think it's like a real legitimate story? 72% of Trump voters said that they thought the Russia story is fake news. Only 14% said that they considered it to be a legitimate story. So the Russia stuff, we're just as divided on, really, as we were in the election last fall. The healthcare stuff, there's much more of a consensus with some bipartisan aspect of that consensus that we're headed in the wrong direction with the kinds of things that Congress is looking at doing.
And that health care debate, to the extent that it's affecting public opinion, really coming back to bite Congress more than the president, I'm seeing on this survey. And this is what we're seeing in pretty much every other survey that comes out, with the numbers just sort of a little tiny bit different, up or down by 1 or 2 points. But Donald Trump's approval rating, 41%, disapproval rating, 55%. And for all of the scandal news that's come out and the debate on health care and foreign relations and everything else, that number doesn't seem to have changed at all in quite a while.
It hasn't. I mean, you go back to our polling on February 2nd, which was, 2 weeks after he'd been in office. At that time, it's mm-hmm. just been very steady. It's been sort of in that same range. And then when you look at the congressional level leaders and look at Congress as a whole, they're considerably more unpopular. Congress as a body has only an 11% approval rating, 75% of voters disapprove of it. And then when you look at Paul Ryan, he has a 24% approval rating, 57% disapprove, and that actually makes him look popular in comparison to Mitch McConnell, who has only an 18% approval rating, 58% disapproval. So it's really a situation where all of these Republicans are extremely unpopular, and we'll just have to see if Democrats can find some alternatives that people think are appealing as faces for the party here over the next few years.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com again is the website to get more numbers. I got to wrap up in a second, but before we do, I want to ask about redistricting, because that's my pet issue, and it's something that you surveyed voters about. What do Americans think about the way that congressional district lines are drawn right now, and what do Americans want to see done in terms of a change?
Well, we asked people, do you think that the way congressional and legislative district lines are drawn right now is fair or unfair? And only 16% of voters think that the way lines are being drawn is fair. 60% said they're unfair. And one thing that was really interesting on that question is that there's a bipartisan consensus, 13% of Democrats, 13% of independents. It goes up for Republicans, but only to 23% think that lines are currently being drawn in a fair manner. And we then asked people, would you support or oppose a law in your state making it so that legislative and congressional district boundary lines are drawn in a nonpartisan fashion? 68% of voters support that. Only 10% are opposed. And that's something where we see 71% of independents, 70% of Democrats, and 63% of Republicans support that. It's pretty unusual in this day and age to see that kind of bipartisan support for any kind of contentious change to the way elections are done. And it's interesting because redistricting, obviously, on a national level, and especially in North Carolina right now, is generally to the benefit of Republicans. But you still see a strong sense among Republican voters that the system right now is unfair and it should be changed. So it's kind of interesting to see that those GOP voters who are benefiting from the system being unfair still think that it's important to make changes to make it more equitable.
And I don't think you can break down this particular survey by state, but do we know from other surveys if those numbers are pretty consistent across the board nationwide, or if it varies from state to state?
No, it doesn't vary from state to state. I mean, where we've asked about it the most is North Carolina, and mm-hmm. we see very comparable numbers to that in North Carolina. But we've never gone into any state and asked people if they thought redistricting was fair, and found people say, oh, yeah, we think it's fair. So it's definitely something where voters don't trust politicians on it and would like to see a less political process that presumably would result in fair representation.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there and get more numbers from this survey. Again, it's just a couple of days old, so a lot of really interesting numbers we haven't gotten to either that deal with some relevant issues in the news right now. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.